Moncrief on News Talk.
In France, they have this crazy idea about the quality of life. At certain times of the year or certain days of the week, they purposefully do nothing. For instance, Sunday. You won't see French people out at the DIY store, the garden centre. They stay at home and, as much as they can, do nothing. Can we learn from this? News Talk's It Couldn't Be Arse correspondent Henry McKean reluctantly got out of bed to ask people about it. Afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon. And like that, should we go back to those olden days and keep Sundays sacred? Do you remember those days in Ireland when nothing was opened?
On a Sunday.
Everything
That's
was
right.
shut.
Yeah.
And there was nothing to do except perhaps go to church or watch a GAA game or something.
Yeah, okay, there was that.
And,
yeah.
and like that, like we are all on this hamster wheel, even at the weekends. And people on Sundays, some people, you know, they do life admin or they read emails or they go food shopping or they batch cook or they plan their week. And some people even work. They even actually work on a Sunday.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And we do. We live in this 24/7 world. I know myself yesterday. What did I do yesterday? Junior park run. Then I had a coffee. Then I watched a bit of Three Men and a Little Lady. I had one pint, bit of Lego. So it was a quiet day.
And that's a nice day, Henry.
And I do like to do nothing on a Sunday. And, you know, I know you spend some time in France and I know the French, they have it down. They know what they're doing.
Well, that was the thing where we went. Mm. We were staying in this, and we were running over there for like 3 days across New Year's, but we were staying in this village. It was quite a small village, but like, because it's France, it had three restaurants in it.
Yes.
All of them closed. They closed in mid-December.
Wow.
And they did kind of say, come for Christmas dinner. That was on the 10th of December. And then boom.
Nothing.
And the bakery was shut. Everything was shut. And
everything.
That's just the way they do it.
And they know what they're at. Anyway, we meet Irish people and I ask them, do they miss Old Ireland?
No, I do not miss Old Ireland when everything is shut on a Sunday. I love everything open on Sunday. I'm retired, I've loads of time, and I like wandering around.
And you like the buzz, you like the fact that the shops are open.
I do.
Okay, limited hours, and you like the fact that there's still hustle and bustle. You don't miss those old days where everyone stopped, they might make it to church,
No, I don't go to church, and a lot of people don't go to church.
When did you stop?
A long, long time ago. I do not want things to close on Sunday. I enjoy Sunday, and I enjoy the buzz.
Well, I work most weekends, unfortunately, but I'd like to just be at home if it was up to me.
I have a baby, so I work every Sunday.
So you're busy with the baby.
Yes.
Would you like the old-fashioned days where everything stopped on a Sunday? Should we be more like France?
So I think that's a nice idea, but also it doesn't really suit everybody. Like Alana said, some people do work on the weekends.
It would be nice to have a day to reset, though, if everything could stop for one day. It'd be nice to, you know, get ready for the next week.
And what do you do on a Sunday? What do you work as?
I work in a pharmacy.
What do you do during the week?
Also work.
So you just work.
Well, I have, like, I'll work one or two days during the week and then have the weekend. So, like, with my days off at home, I'll just be doing, you know, the housework and stuff and doing the other things that need to be done, doing the shopping and everything. So it's like...
And how do you find working Sundays? You
prefer not to? I prefer not to. Sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they're crazy. Just depends, I guess, what kind of day everyone else is having as well.
And being a young mum, you're always working.
Yes.
Would you prefer a quieter Sunday? Would you prefer if the shops were closed?
Not really, because people can suit themselves. If they want to stay at home, they can be at home. Other people are very busy all the week working and they need to get into food, etc. like that.
So you like everything open on a Sunday?
I do. I actually do.
Your typical Sunday, what you get up to?
Oh, it varies. Normally church in the morning and then afternoon maybe meet somebody for a bit of lunch at some stage and maybe stay with my daughter for the night if she needs me or something like that.
There you go. Not much support for shutting things down on a Sunday then,
yeah,
is there?
And it was the older people that wanted to keep the shops open and wanted everything to be 24/7. And the young people were happy to have Sundays off. Isn't that
but
interesting?
But they can't remember what it was like.
No, they probably can't.
The thing was, Ireland on a Sunday, back in the day, it was pretty dead.
I'd say it was pretty grim.
And it was kind of, could be a bit depressing.
And
perhaps.
A bit holy.
There's that. Given that that was mass, it was pretty much the only thing you could do, really.
Not much happening at all. And this is the thing, that the French over in France, and like I remember being in Cherbourg there not that long ago, And I wanted to do, you know, all my shopping on a Sunday, and everything was closed, including, you know, tourist shopping. Everything was shut. And like that, they protect it legally, socially, culturally. This is what they want to do. And they have it down like a national art form. And French ladies as well, they like it. They like that kind of enforced stillness. And they look forward to it. I met these French ladies at the Alliance Française coffee shop.
Yeah, hi, I'm Roxane. I'm working at the Alliance Française. I'm 30 years old.
Why do the French switch off on a Sunday? They close everything.
Because we just need to relax and to be ready for next week.
And how do you relax on a Sunday? What do you get up to?
Usually, like, we go to the park or something, like, to get the kids busy, and then we have brunch or something, and then we have the nap time, which is really nice because, like, all the kids are sleeping and...
You take a siesta?
Yeah.
Or
I play or do something. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm 24, and usually on a Sunday... I don't have kids, so I would go for a walk or a hike, go to the cinema maybe, a brunch with friends, but nothing too exciting, like nothing more.
So for a French lady, you're quite busy on a Sunday.
Well, but it has to be relaxing, not too much, so...
And it's up to you, it's your decision.
Yes, exactly, and usually I don't put an alarm in the morning, so I wake up whenever, a good book, maybe a walk.
Hi, I'm Chloe, I'm 40. I never work on the weekend, and I try not to do anything. I love it.
And why do the French love it? Why do they switch off, especially on a Sunday? Why do they do nothing?
Because it's nice. I mean, it's nice not to be busy. Personally, I love not having any plans and just being at home and just like, okay, what should we do? You know, let's do a puzzle. Let's do games with the kid, a lot of board games, and have a coffee and sit and make some food and, yeah, maybe go out for a fresh air, but I love not having any plans.
And what did you do yesterday?
Well, we just did that. Stay home. Well, I went to the GAA game as well for the kids, but other than that, just being at home, eat and go for a walk and play some puzzle and play some board games and watch a movie at night as well. It's nice. I expect everyone to do the same.
There you go. As someone who lives in Paris, says his texter, it's not entirely true what you're saying. Most supermarkets and shops are open on Sundays. Some close at 12, so just half a day. Well, yeah, okay. I would guess, though, that probably in the larger cities you'll always find some place open, but a lot of the smaller places just, boom, shut down. One texter says, the French don't do anything on Sunday. Are you sure it's limited to just Sunday? I know that's that perception, that they kind of just suit themselves around how much work they do, but it's not a bit of a cliche. Most businesses in Spain also close on Sunday. If you don't have a family, what would you do if everything was closed on a Sunday? I live alone and find the weekends long enough. I would hate for things to shut down. There.
That's interesting.
Don't you have a list of things?
I do. And there's lots of things that people can do to basically relax on a Sunday. Wake up late, you know, ditch that to-do list. Enjoy some gentle self-care, perhaps brush your hair slowly. I have no hair.
Okay.
That won't really work for me. Perhaps do some stretching. Also have a Sunday roast. That's something that we did yesterday. Wander around aimlessly. I really like that one. On purpose.
Yes,
just kind of
yes,
sort of just,
yeah.
You don't really know where your walk's going to take you. Pretend everything's closed. Read a book. Make love. Pause. These are all things that we could do.
Make love, pause. They're two separate things? Okay.
And this is one of my own, you know, that deathbed conversation. You know, we always look back and think, why did I work so hard? Just stop. Just stop and be like the French. Like they had that recent Louvre heist and basically they were able to rob the place blind because everybody was asleep, including the security guards.
Because it was a Sunday. Oh dear.
And why? Because it was a Sunday, and why not? Anyway, we're going to stay in the coffee shop in Alliance Française. Here is the man running the coffee shop.
Hi, I'm Fergal. I'm 27 and I work in the Café de Alliance Française. One of the reasons that I'm really fascinated with French culture is, funny if it comes from as a kid, watching the French football team and watched Zidane and following them in that World Cup.
Really? So it was the 1998 World Cup?
06.
Oh, the 06?
A bit younger than that.
Oh, sorry. The 06 World
and,
Cup.
And then it got me more and more interested in French culture and just gradually got interested in the food and reading about it. It got me really interested in going there, and I lived there for 4 years.
Why do they switch off on a Sunday? Why do they do nothing, the French?
I think that there's a real insistence on a work-life balance in France, and I've rarely seen people that are so good at doing that. So even immediately after work, they'll go for drinks, they'll have apéro. And I think one of the reasons they have that work-life balance is they're able to switch off. I don't think we can in Ireland as easily.
You're right. I mean, many of us can't switch off. We're reading emails all hours. We're always on, especially people working in American companies, taking midnight calls. Why is it here in Ireland we're not very good at, you know, separating weekends from our work days?
I suppose it's that behaviour is really rewarded for us to work hard and to really
is
ambitious.
It can be. Some people have become very successful working every hour.
Well, I think that the French, it's they will just simply ask the question, why are you working all day? Why are you working on Sunday? They would just ask you that. I think we almost feel ashamed not to be working in Ireland.
I do my grocery shop on a Sunday morning, says a texter, and get all my meal prep done. Getting organised for the week is the only thing that keeps me on track, especially with young children and busy jobs. There you go. Well, fair point. Absolutely fair point. But how come they're able to do this in France? Well, one reason is that your kids go to schools in France and it's all free and they get fed. And very good food as well. I lived in Paris for a few years. The first Sunday of every month was free into museums for everyone. I think everyone in France goes to the Louvre these days. At least that's what the queue always looked like. Even if they want things open on a Sunday, retail open on St. Stephen's Day. And that is so unfair to retail workers and so unnecessary, says another texter. We do a Sunday roast at home every Sunday. It's a great way to relax and get the family together. It forces us to spend time together. And the leftovers mean that dinner is sorted for Monday as well. On Erasmus in France, the only thing that was open was the local cinema. I've never seen so many films in such a short time. It was a nice routine all the same. But my God, you'd be bored with nothing else open. Also, if you didn't do your grocery shop on a Saturday, you'd be very hungry on Sunday and Monday. And someone else says Berlin closes down on Sundays. I like to go hiking on Sundays or visit a place I've never been to before. Okay, that's forces you to kind of be a bit more creative, I suppose.
Absolutely.
It as well.
And hiking, even here in Ireland, is so, so popular. And we mentioned different countries, switching off on Sunday. And like that, Spain do it, Germany do it. And remember, the Americans, they get just 8 PTO days, which stands for paid time off a year. Just 8, some of them. That's hardly any. That's
They just don't do holidays there.
Modern day slavery. No, they don't. And then many Americans have 2 or 3 jobs. Anyway, here is an Englishman, a German, and some Americans. You're Americans. Do you switch off on a Sunday?
Not really. We kind of just work, work, work. Go, go, go.
And why do you work, work, work?
I think it's just the culture. It's very individualistic and people will just try to make their way and spend as much time being productive.
And how many days off do you have a year?
Depending on the PTO, I think we have 8. Officially 8 calendar days.
8 calendar days?
Yeah.
So how do you live? You managed to come over to Ireland and you're about to catch a plane. Are you working tomorrow?
No, I'm going for my graduation and celebrating. I think depending on your job, they'll make sure that you have PTO to take care of.
What do you get up to on a Sunday?
I think Sunday is a day of rest. It's a day where you should just keep it for the family, have a good meal, have a good rest, and enjoy the day for a day off.
So you do take it easy?
Absolutely.
And what do you get up to?
Just chilling, really.
And chilling is important?
Yeah, you have to have a rest.
You're German. Do you switch off on a Sunday, or do you carry on working?
Well, I'm a student at Trinity, so obviously I don't have lectures, but I still work. I mean, to me, initially it was quite confusing coming here and having the shops open and all that.
So you found that confusing? So in Germany, the shops are closed on a Sunday?
Everything is closed.
Everything?
Everything, yeah.
Do you like the fact that everything's closed on a Sunday, or would you prefer if it was open?
Well, it's quite convenient. You know, initially I did not go shopping on a Sunday, but now I've kind of gotten used to it. So whenever I return to Germany, I'm like, why can't I go shopping on a Sunday?
And what do the Germans do on a Sunday? Do you just relax, take it easy?
Yeah, relax, work in the garden perhaps. Nothing crazy, but yeah.
So a bit of gardening?
gardening, yeah.
And is it nice to switch off? Is it nice to be calm and rest on a Sunday?
Well, it is rather nice to be with a family and have time for friends because no one is working, so yeah, it's quite convenient.
Okay, she seems to be kind of in favour of it. I think that retail shops should be closed. Staff need to rest as well. Leisure places like cinemas, restaurants, etc. should be open. Retired people want shops open because they have time during the week. Somebody else says, why do the Irish think wandering around a shopping centre on a Sunday is actually doing something? Can they not buy things between Monday to Saturday? Well, maybe they can't. Maybe because they're working and all that stuff. Western Australia shuts down on Sundays. Israel, Friday and Saturday shut down completely in some parts for Shabbat. It's lovely. All the family come together and relax. And Sundays are my no car, no bra days. That's a real... Oh, no, ask any woman. Any woman will tell you that they know their working day is over when they go home and they're able to take off the bra.
That is fascinating.
On
Sunday.
It's kind of like taking off shoes, I suppose, if you're a man or a woman. But
And it means you can completely relax. And mentioning no bra days, the North, I understand in the North, they relax on a Sunday and lots of places are
really?
Shut.
Oh, that's true. And do they take off their bras as well?
Well,
or do you know?
That's really interesting point. I think maybe in the Presbyterian areas they might.
I don't know if anyone's gone up and kind of examined it closely.
I think we need to do a survey.
Potentially court actions on the back of that. I assume, though, that people who run businesses wouldn't be keen on this. They want to work us all into the ground.
Well, they do. And this is it. I know there was lots of talk about the billionaires today and they want us to work. But also teachers, head teachers and headmistresses sometimes have to work.
Should we switch off on a Sunday completely? You're a principal and you have been for over 36 years, you've just whispered in my ear.
Henry, I really believe we should switch off because life is so precious. And, you know, you need to take time out and assess where you are. And especially if you've got, whether you've a family or not. But, you know, just to reach out to your loved ones and just be there. Because life, as they say, I know I'm, as you said, I'm 65 years of age, so I'm reassessing where I am. And I think it's very important just to take time out. So, yes, I would be firmly pro taking Sundays off.
And at the moment, does work creep into a Sunday? Are you doing life admin? How do you spend your Sundays?
I'd be lying if I said I work on a Sunday. I don't. When I leave my work, I leave and then I have my life.
So you don't have emails connected to your phone?
I do, yeah, but I don't look at
them.
No, I don't. Unless I was expecting something really important. But otherwise, no, I make a conscious decision. I leave, say, around 3:30 on a Friday. And then you switch off and then you're back in. Like, I'm in at 7:30 then on the Monday. So I've plenty of time to do my job.
So tell me this. I mean, do you do life admin on a Sunday? Do you go for a hike? Do you do all those jobs that you forgot to do, like ironing and batch cooking? Or do you switch off like the
I
French
switch
and
off.
Do nothing?
We switch off. We have a routine, dare I say it. PJ and myself, we walk in, we go to Mass on a Sunday, then we go for something... tea and coffee and a little cake, and then we read the papers, we come home, I walk the dog. Invariably we need to go to my sister-in-law's for dinner, or we'll go out for dinner. So it's a very chilled day, and it has been like that for years.
And it helps you cope for
the
week.
Oh god, yeah,
you
absolutely
need
you need it. And when I walk through the garden in school, I take time out and I actually smell the roses, because my own father had a rose garden. So actually stop. Someday I'll get stung by a bee, though. That's the problem.
And you smell the roses.
I actually take time out every day.
There you go. That's a nice chilled Sunday. One texter says, I think a lot of people ruin their Sundays panicking about Monday and don't enjoy the full day. That kind of,
Glen Rowe kind of effect.
Some of us like the option of working on a Sunday. Why do people who don't know anything think they should decide what others should do? No one's deciding what you should do. Just a point for information, Sunday pints are fantastic. Yeah, I assume because maybe the pubs aren't as full and it's quieter and it's...
During the day drinking.
Somebody else says the same thing. Sunday is for a walk, the papers and a quiet pint. How come the French can manage to do their shopping in 6 days and we make a religion or necessity out of shopping on Sundays? That's an interesting point. Maybe it's something to do with the fact that in France and in many, every every small town and village, you can just wander down the street to buy, you know, La Baguette, because that's all, and there are local shops.
Twice a day they have fresh bread.
That kind of stuff. I'm old enough to remember when most things were closed, the most boring, mind-numbing day of the week. If people want to rest on a Sunday, then they should do so, but not force others to do so. Someone else says, we were in France last summer. The campsite bar and restaurant closed on Monday and Tuesday. In the local town, restaurants closed randomly. You would see signs saying, open at 12:30, closed at 2 o'clock. And then, yes, open at 7 o'clock, closed at 9 o'clock. I know, yeah. There's no regular day to it. And someone else says, my wife was asked, what day is it? To check her memory. She replied, since I stopped going to Mass on Sunday, I've no idea what day it is.
Isn't that great but sad at the same time?
Yeah, isn't it just? Because every day is just a blur of work. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.